ticket.
Too many nights I've laid awake wondering what is on Mike's mind. I've tossed and turned and crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight. 'Cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
He can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
We have a couple of Asian notes.
This team sucks.
It's 10-0 now.
This team sucks.
No, we don't have any Asian notes today. But who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Vaughn Lane.
In fact, we have a couple of Mexican notes that you might be interested
in.
And they have to do with Joaquin Guzman, who you probably know better as El Chapo. El Chapo is in the brig. He is in high security prison in Manhattan. He is in solitary confinement. Probably the biggest thing that's happened to him since he's been on the inside is that a judge has denied his requests for outdoor exercise.
He can't go outside?
No.
You know, Hannibal Lecter couldn't go outside either. He wanted a window that overlooked the sea.
No, I don't know if El Chapo's got any kind of windows in there, but they're afraid he might try to escape again.
If he has any access to the outside?
Yes.
What gave him that idea?
Probably the fact that he managed to flee prison in Mexico twice. So he's...
Why isn't he in Supermax?
This is probably as close to Supermax as you can get without being Supermax.
Like, who did we just... We did a story on somebody that was in Supermax. Some diabolical criminal that they just put there. We did the story on it. It wasn't him. Who was that, Ty? You like sports.
You don't drink as much as us.
I don't remember.
All right.
Well, nevertheless, in his home state of Sinaloa, he is still revered. A Robin Hood type figure who, while he was out, gave money to the poor, kept things real on the streets. For all of the ordinary citizens.
He gave money to the poor because he had all the money.
Yes.
He gave it to...
And he was very benevolent with it. And they remember that. They have not forgotten this at all. Hence, this has given rise to something known as the El Chapo manicure.
Right.
Which is starting to take root in various parts of
now
this world.
The El Chapo manicure. Like, you can go to the nail salon and get your fingernails done like El Chapo?
I don't know. I guess you could if you wanted to, but this probably has more to do with growing the fingernails out long, as women sometimes will, and getting decals of El Chapo on there.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Neat.
Yes. There is a woman down in El Paso, who started this idea off. She says, I'm someone who's always been attracted to pop culture and culture iconography that has to do with the culture I grew up with, specifically my Mexican-American roots. She grew up in El Paso, and she said the narco culture has loomed large in her consciousness. She says, I grew up being very aware of cartelism. All of that. El Paso Juarez is a big part of my upbringing. So in 2012, she launched an online shop at the height of the nail art craze.
Okay.
Corby.
And that's something that I didn't... Maybe this is a Mexican thing. Right?
You're saying you haven't run across this too much yourself?
No, have you?
In your more Caucasian circles?
Yeah, like this is something that is more indigenous to people that may be closer to Mexico, like El Paso.
I've seen some of this kind of thing.
Nail art?
I've
seen it.
Yeah, nail decals and art. I've seen it.
I've never seen the image of El Chapo.
No, I've never seen that either. But I have seen nail art. And anyway, this woman has been selling nail decals with the images of Frida. You remember her from the film of the same name some years back?
Is that what Madonna played? Yeah, Madonna was Frida.
And other similar figures of...
Okay, so Mexican.
Mexican cultural...
What?
Fame.
Just the way you say it. I don't
Mexican?
Like it. Yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
You're very dismissive.
Yeah,
with
it's
it.
Dismissive, and even there's an air of disdain.
There is definite disdain.
There is not. I'm just saying Mexican.
There is disdain. There is dismissiveness. There is almost disgust.
See, I say the good people of Mexico. You just say Mexican.
Mexican-American sounding thing. I could say Texan or Oklahoman. I'm saying Mexican.
Oh.
So biting.
So harsh.
You guys are the biggest jerks ever.
Well, her designs caught the attention of Mexican rapper Ms. Crazy.
See?
What?
He's doing it too.
Well, I can do it.
Not as edgy as you.
I'm from that part of the world. I understand these people.
Mexico?
Oh, Cliff.
Yeah, Oak Cliff.
God.
You don't think Mexico's a big player out there?
Not when you grew up.
The hell it wasn't. Anyway, she got a hold of this woman with a special request for custom El Chapo nail decals. And presto, she got them. And here they are. Here's a few examples of them, Corby.
What a waste of time. Nail art.
Yes.
Come on, man. Let them do what they want to do.
Some women are very serious about this.
You wear your $98 wind shorts. Let the good women of Mexico get El Chapo on their fingernails.
You've turned your back on
Frida.
You've turned your back on jeans.
I have.
So you can go with a $98
chino or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call them festival dad pants.
To be worn at festivals by guys who have no business there in the first place.
Right. That's me.
Guys with three kids back at home in a rocky marriage.
Right.
See, here's
fun.
Here's a few more El Chapo nail
decals. I'm out on. If I had to date and I ended up dating someone who.
There's a $1 bill, Corby.
Yeah. If I ended up on a blind date and somebody showed up and I'm sitting there at Razoo's or whatever and she's. Kind of clicking her nails, and I look down, I'm like, I'm out.
Is that El Chapo?
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know, man. She might be a lot of fun.
I'm getting out of there.
Or she's might end up like Big Poppy.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's a really hot, saucy Latina.
Hell yeah. Who doesn't want that in their lives?
I've had a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
You know anything about anything like that in his background?
Never. I've never known him to date outside of his race.
There's a small sample size of what a conversation would be like.
Uh-huh.
Gotta go. Well, make no mistake about it. El Chapo, even though he's on the inside, he is well-remembered on the outside. And he is memorialized on women's fingernails everywhere.
Good for him. Oh, my God, it's 12-0. Every time you look up, it's another goal.
This team sucks.
How about we speltly segue into a look in on Big Poppy and see what's shaking with him?